I get in these predicaments?
I'm fucking 62 years old, man. What the fuck?
I can't believe you get this much pussy for being 62 years old.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Like, that's what blows my mind. 62-year-old that's getting this much
crazy
snatch.
Crazy. You know what?
It still works.
I stay in the fucking garage.
What age did you get the most pussy, though? Like, what year?
Married,
what age?
Married, I was banging every fucking day.
Nah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, but, like, okay, yeah.
36 years.
Of every day?
Every day.
Well, yeah, pretty well every day.
Leaving it plugged in.
And she says, oh, I don't want to do it tonight. And I said, okay, tell you what. Well, you just lay sideways and I'll just...
Just plug it in, yeah.
I'll just plug it in.
Yeah.
Get the battery charger up.
Yep. Yeah, charge the battery.
Plug in the charger.
You know what? Maybe that's what's keeping me going. You know what? I used to do a half a pill of Viagra.
Yeah.
When my
ex.
What do you call him?
Dude?
The guy that he's dead now, but he used to run the taxi. We used to go to the bars and pick up fucking broads. Do a half a pill. No problem.
And what's that do?
It's fucking give you a rock.
Gets me fucking hard.
Gives you a California rager, eh?
Yeah,
half a pill.
As long as you need.
Wow. You're just raging,
You know those California goat weed stuff that they sell at convenience stores?
Yeah.
I actually thought it was a gimmick once, and I tried it.
Oh, and it fucking...
Dude, I was hard for 11 and a half hours at least.
Well, I heard they're injecting stem cells into your penis now.
Morning,
and it'll grow and you'll have a rager.
Oh, no, you can get the pump, you can get fucking whatever you want, man.
No, that's just...
They do sound waves.
Yeah.
You heard that?
I ain't doing any of that shit.
Do you do Cialis now or Viagra?
No, nothing lately.
You know, every time I watch the Cialis commercial, I always thought it was about Alzheimer's and forgetting what they were doing.
Yeah.
Until I figured out that it was all about banging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because no wonder the lawnmower is still working and everything's still out, because the fucking guys got so fucking horny they decided to go bang their wife.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. How many tractors do I got? Six?
You have six tractors?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of shit on his property.
Six tractors, four fucking trailers.
Three golf carts, yeah.
Oh, fuck, you're a legend. Yeah. Why don't you have a rock concert at your place then? No wonder your son never wants to leave.
A rock concert at... You know what I do?
Yeah.
I got this...
I'll come and play.
Video.
You got all these babes that you're talking about.
You don't have to fucking play. I got... Video
I get girls
screen,
to play the skin flute.
Video cameras.
Yeah.
Big ones. And I shine them at the neighbor's house. And we do rock.
Siding.
We do rock concerts there.
No.
Or roast a fucking pig with
a giant
fucking...
Is this the same house you drive your golf cart up and you can watch people fucking? On the hill?
Well, not really.
No,
it's
no,
down
that's
the
different.
Street,
that's a different house.
No, it's the same house, different road.
Oh, you just go down the road and you take the golf cart and then you can watch people.
I said the fucking quad. He had a children's quad.
Yeah.
It's supposed to have a 49cc motor in it. He put 100 cc's in it.
It's 110.
110? I fucking set that quad sideways on the street. No problem.
Fuck.
Like literally a children's quad. It's like this big.
Yeah, I drove it last night.
I smoked the tires going sideways.
I drove
it
last night. Now,
oh,
what
you did?
The fuck? Pump up the tires because I'm.
Yeah, it was all fucked. Yeah.
Yeah,
the
I'm feeling
front
a little
end,
unsafe. On
whoever
that.
Took it off the jumps on the front end, fucking.
That was,
the
no
alignment
Chris,
way out of
Chris,
whack. And
Chris, so Birch, where you
took that
like
fucking
this.
Thing to the quad hills and fucked it up?
Yeah.
Gave
yeah.
it back to me. Fucked.
He sent it off of jumps for sure.
Yeah, he fucked it. He took it through the quad hills, man.
Birch, where are you from?
Dundas.
My mom.
Oh, your mom. That's good.
Dundas, just outside of
you
gotta,
you guys got an accent, though. Is that where Dundas accents come from?
Accent?
Oh,
I got an accent?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bert, you're in a small town, man.
That I got no accent
until you start asking me Russian words mixed with English words. Then the accent breaks out.
How does that work?
Alignment.
I have an accent.
Alignment. It just sounds like you're from...
you have to put the G in there.
Like alignment. Portugal or something.
Portugal. Tell you what. I've been to Mexico.
Yeah.
On a trip.
Do you get your dick sucked down there?
I get my panchero, which is all colored.
Yeah.
And I put that on my shoulder. And I put the fucking hat on. Because I'm dark skinned, my face is fucking fucked. Guess what? They all think I'm Mexican.
Oh no, so do you get your dick sucked from Mexicans then?
No.
A little bit.
No. I had a
dudes.
Wait. I got a wristband on my arm says that I get free drinks. Anywhere.
Every bar in Mexico?
That's because that's the thing.
Every single fucking bar in Mexico, you get a bracelet and you can go anywhere.
So I'm in Mexico. I'm in a fucking bar.
Yeah.
I got my poncho.
Yeah.
On my shoulder, and I got my fucking hat on. They all think I'm a fucking waitress.
Oh wait, no way. So they're asking you for orders then?
Oh fuck yeah! I went to the table. I need this. So I got them to. So I went to the bar, and because my bracelet, I get free drinks. So I went to the bar, got all these people drinks, and a guy comes up to me and says, "Señor, that's not your table. You're giving drinks to other people."
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh, I didn't know."
Fuck you, yeah, yeah.
And I got away with it.
But you were serving, though. You were helping them out.
Oh, no, fuck.
Like, people were coming to you because you looked Mexican.
So.
And you had the hat on, right?
I put my wife on the bar.
Oh, your wife worked the bar, too?
And I put her on the bar and got pictures of her. And I says, "Here, let's pull your monkey out a little bit." And
oh, so she had her titties out a bit?
No,
her
monkey.
Pussy.
Oh, her pussy. Oh, she pulled her monkey.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's
right. We need some pictures for later for the kids, right?
Oh, so she pulled it out,
this
eh?
This is where you came out of.
Yeah.
The fucking runway.
You know what? I was married for 30...
So she, 30, like, was 30. Behind the bar and just opening her snapper up for, like, you know, the boys.
We're all fucking drunk.
Yeah. I have good time.
So, you know
what? A girl.
I was married for 36 years.
Good girl, yeah.
And then she met her boss, and she went with her boss and took off.
Well, you were telling me, like, she never sucked your dick.
No, she didn't till the end.
Till the end, because she wanted to practice what it... Because she hadn't sucked a dick in 30 years.
She's got to go underneath the fucking table and suck her fucking boss's fucking dick, and she didn't know what the fuck she was doing.
So she practiced.
So she practiced on me.
So she practiced sucking your dick before she left you. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So you must have known something was up. Like, 30 years she ain't sucking your dick, and then all of a sudden she's blowing you like 3 times a day.
Yep. You got that right.
That's it.
That must have been odd, because you're like, gotta been loving it, right? She's like, "Let me suck your dick."
Yeah.
No, you're like, "Yeah, suck your dick."
You're also thinking in the back of your head.
And people are yelling, "Suck his dick." And then she's like, "Yeah, I'll do it."
I have visions in my mind.
Like the first time she knew, like she had to practice, or?
Just listen to me, shut up.
All right.
I have visions in my mind of her sitting on her boss's fucking desk. She used to go to work like a fucking little schoolgirl, like a Catholic schoolgirl.
Yeah.
The little mini skirt.
Oh, no way. Like looking so hot to go to work.
Oh, fuck.
And then she goes out to dinner with you and she throws on a fucking, Northern Reflection sweater.
No fucking bra on that you could see through. And I'm thinking to myself, she's sitting on this fucking desk with her fucking legs wide open.
Well, you don't know if
she's licking,
fucking plowing it.
You don't
he's
know.
He's licking
you don't
her
know.
Fucking... Oh.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I was one night, I was driving back from Toronto from a job.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm okay, driving past her property.
Yeah.
Which is in Oakville. Yeah. I'm in Toronto.
Yeah.
It's like fucking 8, 9 o'clock or whatever. What,
like Saturday, Tuesday? What is it, during the week?
It's during the week.
Yeah.
And I'm driving past and I'm thinking, I'm going to see. Well, I called her up earlier and she said, well, I got to work late.
Yeah. Maybe go grab dinner or watch a movie.
So I thought.
So what I
thought to myself was, you know what? If you're 8 o'clock, you got to be fucking done soon. So I thought on the way home, we'll get some food, right?
Yeah. Go out, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a couple, like a married couple for 35 years.
The whole fucking building is dark. Empty. Her light is on because I helped her move some furniture in there. So I know that's her.
Was there a bed in there?
No.
No, there's no fucking bed in a fucking office.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So I get there and I get on my phone. Back in the day, we had these big fucking huge fucking...
Oh, the bricks, yeah. You could fucking...
So I call her up.
Pull the antenna
She comes walking up.
Just pull the brick antenna out.
Yeah, she comes walking out of the fucking building. It was a long fucking walk because there's a roadway underneath. There's a bridge kind of going over.
Yeah.
She comes out and says, what are you, spying on me? And I thought, spying on you?
No,
I just want some fucking food on the way home. If you're done working, then we'll fucking get eat some together. Food on the way home.
Sounds like guilty conscience, like Eminem's song, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right, Grady.
She said, oh, you're spying on me.
Yeah, spying.
This is when the picture comes into me.
Was Buddy's car there? Or like?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw his car there?
There's only two cars in the parking lot.
Two cars, and his car's there.
His wife and the bus.
That fucking cuck.
So what's in my brain is she's in a little Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
Just giving this guy a go.
On his fucking desk. And I fucking love it. I still jerk off to that today.
Well, what do you mean you jerk off to her banging him?
Is what it is.
You know what?
That's a cuck then. You're a cuck. That mean you want to see your girl get fucked by another dude?
My little fucking bitch would fucking do that.
To you. Yeah.
Yeah, she fucked me.
Yeah.
But fucked him too. That's a cuck.
You don't know the whole story.
I'm just saying you jerk off to knowing him beating
She
him.
Fucked my apprentice. My apprentice.
Yeah.
My apprentice.
Wow, man.
That I work with. I caught him upstairs. She's banging him too. My best buddy in the hot tub. I caught him banging them. Well,
no
not
way.
Banging. Oh, we just give her a fucking
little
massage.
Cuddly.
Oh, like she was just giving him a handy or sucking him off. Or
you know what? She's sitting on him, jerking him off.
Oh, what?
In a hot tub.
Oh, wow.
My best buddy at the time.
That's fucking terrible.
My apprentice that I thought was good.
These hoes ain't loyal, man. Chris Brown.
I'm just.
You should listen to Chris Brown.
You don't know nothing.
I'm just.
Brown. Yeah, you know Chris Brown.
Wait,
I know
this is.
Yo,
this
you
is,
should listen to that song, Chris Brown, Little Wayne.
This is why the brain, that little Catholic schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
You love
fucking
it.
Love
yeah,
it.
But like you don't love it that she was wearing that and then banging.
Hey, we go to Tim Hortons.
Banging her boss and you're jerking off to her. That's a cuck.
No, before this. Before this.
Yes.
She'd go to Tim Hortons wearing this. No top, no bra. Wearing a fucking white see-through fucking.
Where's she from?
Dundas.
Oh, Dundas. This is where Dundas, they get down. Ain't these girls wearing that shit?
I guess.
No. She's my wife.
Oh, she was your wife at this time. Sorry.
For fucking 36 years.
And wearing this kind of stuff, though.
I loved it. I told her to wear it. We're going into.
But she never sucked your dick for 30 years,
man. Other guys would come up to her and say, nice top. Meanwhile, you can see right fucking through it. And I fucking loved it. We'd go on fucking do shit, and I fucking loved it.
Okay,
I'd walk behind her, and she'd be walking like in Hamilton,
so,
to some bars and shit, and she's all dressed up, and people would be walking behind, say, "Oh fuck, look at that!" And I'm listening to what they're saying. I fucking loved it.
Yeah,
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, but so she never sucked your dick, and then at the end, at the end of your marriage, she starts sucking your dick.
She'd do it once in a while, but not all the time.
Oh man!
But at the end, she was practicing.
Yo, I'm gonna keep that. That's a knowledge, man. Like, if your girl never sucks your dick often and then starts blowing you off, you know she's about to go blow other dudes.
She's about practicing. She's practicing, yeah. Yeah, but well, hang on a second.
Thanks,
I got to tell you this.
Yeah.
My son, girlfriend back in the day.
Did you
way
bang
back.
This girl?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
She went to cock-sucking school. In Toronto.
Cock sucking school in Toronto?
Where's
cock? What? How to suck a cock in school?
I had no fucking idea. But
no, like, actually, she went to school to suck a cock.
Yeah. Russian girls don't suck dick.
Well, they don't,
eh? Period. None.
But she did, though.
Huh?
She did.
No.
She did.
No. I'm saying Russian girls.
Yeah, but she did, though.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
So it's not her first time.
What? Hey, you were talking about?
No, totally different job.
They don't like doing that.
They
though.
Don't do that.
But anyways, back.
Yeah, but okay. You know what's bad? You know what I'm gonna say about this?
What?
Sucking penis is love, though, isn't it?
It is.
So if they don't suck love. Your penis, they don't love you. So then, once they start sucking it, and they don't love, like, that means they're gonna love someone else in the practice, right?
Well, that's
huge.
That's my experience.
Yeah.
Yes, that's my experience.
From my experience is no.
No.
The reverse.
From my experience, I was married for 36 years. She didn't really
do that
much. Once in a while, maybe.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's
it wasn't the
every day, or like 3 hours a day, like every 3 hours, like seeing you, like putting it in her mouth.
I fucking bang her fucking every day. A couple of times she said to me, "Oh, not tonight." Then I'd sneak up. She'd be turn her back. I'd fucking give it to her anyways. But, quickie in the morning, we're all good. She's all right with that. And then when she was doing her business shit.
Yeah.
And when she started going, in my mind, out. Oh. My marital duties.
Yeah.
And I went, marital duties?
What the fuck is the marital duties?
Stick it in.
I really... where does this fucking come from?
Yeah.
Marital duties.
So does that mean, like, she doesn't have to have sex with you?
No. She has to do it to me.
Because she then...
But her boss...
Her boss was getting it, the prime pussy, early in the morning or whatever.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Marital duties. Marital duties? What the fuck is that?
So what are marital duties, if you can explain?
Well, apparently we're allowed to have sex.
With other people?
No.
Oh.
Married.
Married.
Marital duties. We have
Stick
to fuck.
It in.
If she says no, I'm gonna fuck you anyways.
Well, I heard
that's
I heard,
my marital duty.
I heard that
I didn't get that.
I heard successful couples write it on the calendar, like there's days.
Really?
So then they know.
When it's
they
time.
Like circle it with like a certain colored marker so the kids don't know. They're like, why is that green and that's purple day? But purple day means like ass to mouth Greek. Green means like just a quickie.
Oh, there's another Toyota.
Tacoma.
You like Toyotas?
I have a 4-door crew cab, 2000.
I
18 year old truck.
I don't know what to fucking tell you, man.
So who are you banging now? That's what I want to know. Like
me?
Yeah. Enough about your wife. Like, yeah, let's hear about who you're fucking now. Because you're a free man.
Start it up. Let it idle a bit.
Stewie's.
Man. Yeah.
Your alternative is gonna catch up. There you go.
Stewie's girl. I banged her, but
who's Stewie?
His neighbor.
My neighbor.
Oh, you banged your girlfriend? Your neighbor's, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Ah, that's
in the hot tub.
In the hot tub. So you mowed your neighbor's lawn, too. You mowed your son's lawn, your neighbor's lawn.
Yeah, he's a fucking... Yeah,
well, it sounds like your wife ruins your heart, so you can do whatever you want.
You know what?
You have a free pass,
what?
I think.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
She ruined my fucking heart. You're absolutely right there.
Not 100%. Just ruined, but like corrupted.
Just destroyed. You won't be needing this anymore.
It fucking hurt me.
Toss it out of the treehouse.
It hurt me so fucking bad for so fucking long. I'm just starting to get over it now.
But like, how many girls have you banged since you broke up with your wife?
Like five. Probably
more than that.
Five, six?
Like, how many of your sons?
Lots more than that.
Like, and by the sons of things, you bang, like, two or three of your son's girlfriends.
Yeah, I'm the neighbor.
That's four right there, and I haven't even gone down to the nitty-gritty. I didn't know when you guys broke up.
I'm working on one that is Trevor's, my son's ex.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if our brains are the same,
yeah,
she can move in and
clean the house.
She'll be as good as fucking gold. And you know what? I want to get Trevor out so I can get her.
But how does
an
old guy like you bang like your 20-year-old son's girl?
30.
No, she's 36 or 35.
Okay, you can do that. You know, or you're 62.
60, yeah.
And you know, at that point, they're probably done. They need a place to live. They need money.
You know what I said to her? She used to do coke and party and being crazy.
Just pay for an 8-ball a week and say you
stay with me. I talked to her. We're at Value Village.
I love shopping in Value
Village. And I said to her, I talked to her about Trevor. And she's, I'm looking for somebody that's like you.
But you were hanging out with her alone?
Yeah.
Well, then you're already
I just talked to her.
There you go.
By the sounds of things, like...
Yeah.
And you haven't eaten her pussy yet?
Trevor called her up.
Give me some empties.
Trevor called her up to clean my house, because that's what she does. She cleans houses, right?
Yeah.
So Trev called her up to clean the house. She didn't come the last time because I told her.
There you go. You got more?
I told her.
No, I got a beer for you, Victor.
I told her not to do that.
Yeah.
And she's respecting me for that.
Well, you told her, like, not to suck your dick.
No, I told her not to clean the house.
Oh, not to clean the house.
No, that to me, she's respecting me, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it sounds like it too, to be honest. She's respecting you, yeah.
I left her a message. Everybody's going to be pissed at me, right? I'll tell you, everybody's going to be pissed at me if I get her into my house. But who gives a fuck? It's my life.
This
my pussy.
Legend, eh?
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's your life. It's your pussy. Yeah, that's your pussy, man.
And if she's going to come in, and I'll tell you right now, she'll have my fucking house spotless. But I don't want that with Trev here. So I got to get Trev out.
So you got to kick your son out, get his girlfriend in, bag his girlfriend, right? And then she'll clean your... No, it sounds pretty good, but like,
you
how does
gotta remember
you
now
told me like how does a spider how does you are a spider how does a spider react?
The spider fucking
stays at his place and he sets a web up, right?
That's exactly what I do.
And the web is over the hot tub.
the fucking everything, man.
So I think if you just give her an 8-ball a week allowance, she's in.
What I'm thinking is if she pays me for rent,
Pimp Daddy.
she's got a kid, a girl, which is okay.
If she yeah, comes, your age, you can't really be piggy with girls with women.
If with she kids, comes in with a kid, that's okay.
Yeah, it's you know, and it's all right.
If I kick Trevor out, which he doesn't want to go out, but if I kick him out and she moves in, good for me.
So she's not even living there with Trevor then, I guess you're saying.
It's Trevor's ex. That's the problem. Oh, it's Trevor's ex.
Oh, fuck. Just bring her in anyways. Then he'll really want to leave.
No, wait, ex?
Yeah, that's a leverage move. You bring in your son's ex-girlfriend, start banging her upstairs, he'll have to leave.
Yeah, she's 36.
That's fine, yeah.
36, you know what I mean? Like, that's awkward. But he's got the upper hand on there. You got the hammer.
You own the house. You pay the bills.
Yeah, you pay the bills. She's banging you upstairs.
I'm the one that pays the bills. I'm the one that pays. You know what? If she pays rent to me...
And sucks your dick? I got him stumped.
Doesn't even want to open his mouth for that one. Nope.
That, you know what?
That's a perfect world. I'm just saying.
I know, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Well,
I know she's a good cocksucker. I know that. Because she went to school for that.
This is where the whole conference is. So tell me, how did she go to school for sucking cock? I thought you were like joking, like she went to university.
No. there are colleges for that. Yeah.
There's colleges for sucking dick?
Yep.
Where
did she?
Toronto.
So how much did you pay for this? How long was the course?
I was gonna.
What was the work?
I was gonna.
What was the workload? What was the homework like?
You gotta find guys to practice on. I don't fucking know.
They use dildos.
Dildos. Carrots, fucking.
But how do they know if it comes? Well, right, know. That's a different one. That's why they probably have to use
they
real.
Get some faggot to fucking teach them.
Oh.
Swallow.
Yo, that's.
Swallow.
Yo, how to pass the course? Here's a gay man.
Yeah.
Get him to fucking ejaculate.
Fucking
I'm sucking him off.
Yeah. My ex, I tried to get her signed up for that shit because I said, if you're not blowing me, we're going to teach you how to blow me.
Oh, wow. That's a different world.
Well, for me, I only...
So anyways, so she has a... What did she get? Her bachelor's in sucking dick or her master's?
Oh, I have no fucking idea. All I know is she went to school for that. That's all I know. And that was years ago.
Years. So she's got...
That means master.
80s.
That means master.
Like 80s. In the 90s she went...
80s.
Does she have a tongue ring?
Yeah, Bert, that's pretty important.
Well, if you don't have your master's without a tongue ring, I don't think.
No, there's
like,
no master's there.
It is a different world with the tongue ring.
I don't know, but she got fake boobs.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, that's a plus. Yeah.
And she does the fake... fucking eyelashes on people.
Oh yeah, every whore does fake eyelashes. Yep. Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is, I got a room or
my
a garage.
Ex decided
in,
to do that too.
Oh yeah, they look totally different. With the fake.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend. Took 3 hours to get ready.
Yeah.
She looked like a porn star. Like so fucking hot, smoking hot. But like, without it, she just you're like, oh.
Yeah,
but she was cute and she was beautiful, and I always told her she didn't need that, but. She did look like next-level porn star.
That's the thing, though.
It takes, a girl who's an 8 to a 14.
Yeah.
Like, real quick.
I know, but see, I would do the opposite. I would say, and she had the fake... Where were we? In a parking lot, and we were talking.
Did she give you, like, a motorboat? You let your motorboat?
No. She was just there with her kid at a store. In the parking lot, and I told her she had the fake eyelashes on, and I go, no, I don't like that.
Yeah. We
I don't like
guys
that.
Don't like girls with a lot of makeup. That's the misconception. We like them look beautiful.
Yeah, but I said, no. She said, oh, you don't like that? And I go, no, I don't like that. The fake fucking eyelashes, fake fucking boobs, you're all fucking plastic. Fuck, what the fuck? But,
hot as fuck, dime piece.
Oh fuck!
Does she let you put it in her? Does she let
no,
you go
I
Greek?
Haven't dealt
does she
with
let
her.
You go Greek with her?
I haven't dealt with her at all. Zero. No. At this point. I'm working on it.
What I'm like, what would you do if you found her on back pages, like a picture of her? You're just scrolling, shopping.
I don't do.
I'm just saying you're window shopping.
I don't do back page.
Okay.
I wouldn't get that.
What happens if your friend was window shopping, texts a photo of her? What would you do? And it said Greek aloud.
It's up to her what is in her brain to do whatever the fuck she wants to do. And you know what?
That's noble, man, because you know what?
You know
that
what?
Is your son's ex, and I think like you guys got something going on there, man.
I'm a straight up person. I'm a yes, no.
So how did you know you and her had something going on? Was it when
because
your son brought her over? Or like?
No, she chased me down five times in the last fucking 2 years.
Facebook? Twitter?
No, chased me down in the parking lot of fucking...
No way! Chased you, like literally chased you.
Yeah, followed me and my truck stopped and she came out and talked to me. What does that tell you?
A lot.
She likes vitamin D orally instead of
orally.
I asked her. Are you
vitamin
well?
D.
She gets her vitamin D orally.
She used to be a fucking cokehead, right? Cokehead.
I told you, an 8-ball a week allowance. She's living in at your house.
And I said to her, I just, I don't allow drugs at my house. No,
for anyone but her.
Fucking coke. No, no.
But what happens if she said, you know what, I'm just going to do like...
Ecstasy, coke. No, there's... You know what? My place was crazy a year ago.
Like,
and I
what do you mean crazy?
Well, fucking crazy. You were fucking partying all fucking night long.
Too many fucking drugs.
Drugs.
Well, there was a lot of drugs caught in the spider's web, eh? At the time,
oh, fuck yeah,
the spider was into the spider's web was.
He was missing fucking holes in the web.
Oh,
like,
the web was fucking just like extending.
Yeah, yeah,
no
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
The web was out, eh?
He's trying to fix it. They're all fucking it up.
I cut down.
You cut the web down, eh?
I changed the lock on the fucking garage. I got a key. And the guy that comes in, he runs his business out of my garage.
Oh, nice. That's your night. So do you get, like, rent for him running business?
No.
He's the neighbor. He gives them free
Oh, but you banged his... Is that the neighbor you banged his...
No.
No, you wouldn't bang his
down
girlfriend.
The road.
That's one more house over.
So how many neighbors have you banged now since you've been a free trash
free
panther?
Bird,
one.
Yo, that's a good name, Trash Panther, eh?
What?
Trash Panther, like just
trash
like
Panther.
Going through the trash.
Hey,
like a left out piss alley, fucking.
He is a panther. Yeah, I would say that.
Bird, you wanted to get weirder.
I don't want to cause trouble.
No, you should call your place the Bistro instead of the Garage.
No.
It has a better ring to it. People will be like, yo, I'm going to the Bistro instead of like the Spider's Nest.
I would call it,
you know,
I would
like,
call it the Bertstro.
Yo, Bert's
Bird.
Yo, Bert's Bistro. The
yeah,
double B.
Bert's Bistro. Yeah.
Bert's Bistro. Like, that's what you should call it.
Just hook up a couple of fucking hot tables. And
I know a place
got,
in Stovall
you,
called the Bistro
you,
and it's fucking
you got
lit.
Got
it
internet?
Gets weird as fuck late
you
night.
You got internet on your phone?
No.
Yeah. Well
like
at
that the
yeah.
fucking when I get to the
you can hook here internet, right?
Yeah, it only
they
works
you
when
code.
You get to
yeah,
the,
when we get to the
Econo
Lodge sponsor
okay.
of our lives.
In my garage?
Yeah.
From
you guys get Wi-Fi in your garage?
From the neighbor's house
yeah, here,
we put an antenna in the tree.
Yeah.
Across the street.
Yeah.
We get fucking all
Netflix,
internet fucking
everything.
No way. Do you get yeah. porno?
Fuck yeah.
We get the fucking TV. TV?
TV porno.
We
it's even
no,
better.
I haven't done the porno. I haven't figured that shit out because I don't know how it fucking works.
Yeah.
You can look it up on your phone.
No.
Do you guys
no.
get like
I'll show you later.
Do you guys get like Property Brothers and like show like Gold Rush and shows like that?
No, he watches, like, The Voice and fucking shit like that.
Willie Grace.
There's no internet. Well, we have the internet. It's called.
Dark web.
No, it's called Bear in the Air.
Bear in the Air. What the fuck is Bear?
Oh, to connect to it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's sponsored by Bear in the Air.
Free internet.
There you go.
Yep.
What's Bear in the Air? Explain this more.
That's his Wi-Fi thing hanging in his room.
I don't know anything that.
It's a range extender from his neighbor's house.
And
they're free.
Yeah, and they
they created it themselves.
They zip-tied it across the power line all the way down into the tree. And then they hung it in a tree with a transformer to give it 9.5 volts.
It's called Bear in the Air.
Bear in the Air, yeah.
Hold on, let me explain this to me again.
It's literally a Wi-Fi transformer.
So
in the fucking power
line. So your neighbor has it, right?
Yeah, and then he's from his house.
From his neighbor's house, right?
Yeah. He sees brought it up the nearest cable.
Yeah.
Dropped it down in the trees. And then Bert lives across the street.
No, I put it underground, the cable.
Okay, yeah, but how did you connect to his house? Like, you found where it goes?
Yeah, he has a connection.
Well, you found where the cable was.
I got an in-law that knows about that shit.
Coaxial cables, yeah.
No, it's all these little fucking wires. I don't know.
But you found it at his house? And
No. He
dragged it over.
My in-law, he's a cable. He's an internet. He's an internet fucking.
People need to know this.
Bell technician, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he's a technician. And he got me this speaker that comes in the tree.
Yeah.
And we got to run a wire from there to there. So I did that, and I dug it underground, and I put in the tree. It's a little thing like this big.
Bear in the Air, yeah?
And it goes to my Greg, so I get free internet.
But, like, how did you tap into his...
Oh, guess what? We got...
Or his TV. Password or anything like that.
TV.
No, he's
what?
Got it all rigged up already.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No passwords.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a direct line.
No, how did you, like,
there's passwords that...
Yeah, for the Wi-Fi, but...
No, but how do you connect...
I don't know any of that shit. I don't know nothing.
His neighbor did it all for him,
His neighbor did it for you.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm internet
arranged. Give me your neighbor fucking number, man. I want Bear in the Air.
Bear in the
Air. internet?
Bert's Big Bear.
Internet is all
Bert's free. Bistro has Bear in the Air.
And then we hooked the TV.
You're telling me if I go to Bert's Bistro,
we got this little box. It's about that wide.
Yeah.
And about that high.
Like an Asian person's box.
Yeah.
You can call it whatever the fuck you want, but
4 foot nothing.
TV.
Hey baby.
Netflix.
You're looking so sexy.
Hey baby.
It's hooked to Netflix. We get all the fucking movies.
No way.
Yeah, for free.
That's fucked up.
Well, and then somebody's paying for it.
And then I have an antenna that I.
That's fucked up.
Oh yeah, he points it to Buffalo or.
Buffalo or Toronto.
And you get whatever the fucking channel you want.
Yeah. 17 channels I get.
Holy fuck, 17 channels.
With a beer can.
32 with a beer can?
Yeah, so you know the center of your coaxial cable goes into here.
Yeah.
The aluminum jacket, which is our cigarette paper, goes on the outside. You tape it on. Then you take this can, cut the lid off, and splice it into 5.
You just do it with a can?
Yeah.
Like a beer can. So what, you slice a beer can?
Bush. Bush, tall cans. And that's what I use.
So you use it. Okay, cool. Explain that. You use a Bush tall can.
It's a metal receiver.
It's a Russian recycling metal fucking.
You can. Can I look that on YouTube?
Ever since we moved to Russia, moved to Canada from Russia, we've had our.
Okay, so you use a Bush tall can. You cut off the.
The base.
Yeah, the base. Yeah.
You're basically building.
Hold on.
And then the outside of your coaxial.
Yeah.
You know the copper center.
Yeah.
So the outside jacket you tape to the outside jacket of here.
As a ground.
Yeah. As a ground.
And
you have a coaxial here and you stripe 5 lines in it and open it up like a dish.
And it works.
And it works. 32 HD channels.
No fucking way.
Sports Center, everything. I have everything.
With a fucking bush.
With a bush can.
That is not a Santa proof.
Whatever the fuck you buy, don't use short cans because they're radio.
But Bush works the best.
Bush,
long cans so it opens cans. Up.
So it opens makes up it wider. Yeah.
Yeah, but you could buy an HD antenna.
No, that's way cooler.
Well, you could buy
and then what? So after you do that, where do you plug it into your TV? How do you?
TV.
Yeah.
Coaxial.
Coax.
Screw it right in.
Coaxial.
This guy fucking new. Are you fucking new?
I'm from Mars, man. I ain't from around here. I don't know.
I thought you did computer shit.
No, I talk on computers. I make music and art. Doesn't mean I don't understand how electricity works.
This guy's fucked, man.
Yeah, I am pretty fucked.
Yeah, you're like a DJ.
I think...
You're a guy that we know nothing about. Basically.
But, like, we all know nothing, but you guys, you know, cheers, we're having a great time.
Fuck yeah.
Bert's, you're a legend, yeah. Eh?
Bert is a legend.
Like, to get that many Ks at the age that you're at, just smashing it, right?
A legend?
Fuck yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, your name is Legend. Yeah. I'm gonna call you Legend.